Hey, everybody, we're Dave and Darren, and this is our Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello.
I don't have any of the bells and whistles working.
Oh, that's no good.
Sorry, man.
That's no good.
We'll just have to do a show like we did in the old days, about just using our mouths. I don't know. we'll just try and please the audience with our mouths.
That was a completely different podcast. Very successful.
You can't argue with the downloads, as I say. You can't fight City Hall.
Eventually they came after us, and that got banned.
I almost texted you to say don't bother coming over, because I'm so mad at the White Sox right now. I'm so mad. What's wrong with the White Sox? What a fool I am to think that organization would spend money to broke your tiny
little White Sox heart.
I'm so mad. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm mad where I'm just sitting here and
Let me ask you this. You are shaking. Let me see how mad you actually are.
Yeah.
Are you Miller Brothers Vikings mad?
I thought about going down to the Sox cave and just ripping everything off the wall. I had a thought about doing that.
And burning it and then having to go to Sears and rebuying it.
I'm not quite Miller Brothers mad.
Well, no. Let's not throw money away.
No. I'm not going to punish myself. But I'm telling you, I'm just so furious at this team. And why I thought this was going
to be. Well, at least
you're
done
different. Looking
at the phone every 5 seconds to see if Manny Machado has signed with the White Sox.
That's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning.
Off to San Diego.
It's the first thing I do when I wake up. And then all day long.
And I suppose.
All day long, I just grab my phone. I wonder if he signed.
Well, I suppose you were at a fever pitch, too, here in the last few days.
Yeah, they were leaking things like, look at these baby boots that his niece has. They got the White Sox on them. Yeah, because the Sox sign is the baby's dad. So we got his friend and his brother-in-law.
Who can remind you all summer long when they come up to bat that this didn't work out.
This is the analogy I have for Yonder Alonso and John Jay. It's like when you begged your older brother to get you wine coolers because your parents were going out of town, mm-hmm. and you were going to have a party,
yeah.
and there was a girl in your class who said she liked wine coolers.
Yes.
So you got a bunch of Bartles and James for this party, and then she never shows up.
And you're stuck with Bartles and James.
Mom and Dad are on their way home from the airport, and you're the dummy with a bunch of wine coolers in your refrigerator. That's what being a Sox fan is for the 2019 season.
What am I going to do with these wine coolers? I don't think you can drink them.
Can't pour them out. We'll get ants.
We will get ants.
I know, right?
I don't even know what to do with these things.
I'm Darren, I'm apoplectic.
Yeah.
I am apoplectic.
The Dave and Darren podcast.
Okay.
Well,
only on Nacho
Radio. You won't have to.
Hi, everybody. We're Dave and Darren.
You won't.
Top 5 things. This is my partner, Darren. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, at least think of all that money that you saved and you can spend it on all these this young talent.
So this is
6 or 7 years from now.
And the entire podcast cannot be about how furious I am as a White Sox fan. But yes, I want to say this.
I understand that.
I'm glad you're getting a kick out of it. It's a damn infuriating. I don't even know where to start.
You let yourself believe it could happen.
Well, yes. But this was the team that taught me in 2005 that I should don't stop believing, Darren. You know what? Today's the day I stop believing.
I wonder if Steve Perry even remembers that sort of thing happened.
Oh, yeah. No, he talks about it a lot.
To who?
You know. Friends and family.
AJ Pruszynski.
I just read say he just put a solo record out, and he was talking about how special that was for him. Steve Perry really liked that.
They co-opted his song.
Well, made it a hit again.
Did it?
Yes. That's a hit song thanks to the 2005 White Sox. Jesus Christ, that's 14 years ago they won a World Series.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, at least your Cubs are going to finish in third place in their division.
That's what they're predicting.
How about you like that?
500 team is what they say.
There's no dynasty. Your dynasty is over.
I will take that bet.
Story here of a man who died in a portable toilet.
Does that make you feel better? There's a little smile on your face.
You know, it does make me feel a little bit better.
Good.
This happened.
It's not all doom and gloom.
Man died.
Most of it's doom and gloom.
Man died in a. Here's the headline: Man dies in portable toilet fire at Baltimore Ravens Stadium.
He couldn't get out?
Now, help me out. The NFL's not playing right now, is it?
Maybe that's why no one could help him. You get a full stadium and you see
fire. Or that smell.
Boy, that's awful.
Can you imagine the smell of a dead body burning in a portable toilet? Or is that just what Baltimore smells like? How could we tell? It smells like Baltimore. Firefighters saying a man died in a fire in a portable toilet at the Baltimore Ravens Stadium.
You ever been in a porta potty?
Of course I have.
How difficult is it to get out of a porta potty?
Not that.
Not that difficult.
No, no. In fact, I would say half the time I've been in a porta potty, it's been while I've been relieving myself and someone opens the door because I've forgotten to latch it, or it doesn't latch properly, or maybe I want to put on a show. Oh, you know, whatever. I don't get complaints. Baltimore Fire spokeswoman Blair Skinner says a security guard saw a man engulfed in flame running from the burning portable toilet. By the time the medic showed up, the man was dead, and two other portable toilets were also ablaze.
Huh.
This kind of ties in nicely to the last story we had last show about the Home Depot in Wichita fixing to blow it up. This guy did. Man hasn't been identified. Unclear how long he had been in the toilet. Cause of fire is still under investigation. Now, it's worth pointing out there were no events happening there at the Baltimore Ravens Stadium.
Yeah, but when
Stadium.
You gotta go, you gotta go. And you if you happen to be, if you have to be, for some reason, strolling the parking lot.
What a day that is. Yeah. I'll never forget it. I got the call. Portable toilet on fire. I approached with caution, and then a burning body came out. Jeez Louise. Baltimore, that's a screwy little town, you know it?
You think it's possible that he somehow ignited things?
Maybe he was a fan of Machado for the Orioles and realized he wasn't coming back home. I don't know.
Yeah, but he
didn't. Here's the thing, though. Baltimore's fans weren't led to believe he was coming.
No, they had no false illusions.
It's unbelievable.
That they were going to resign him.
Maybe now we get Nolan Aranda. You're not getting anybody!
No, you're not getting anything.
Damn ridiculous.
You're not getting... Dick Allen is not walking through that door.
We didn't realize it was going to be $300 million. How did you not realize
that? Isn't
that
what everyone was saying?
Yes!
10 years of $300 million.
How about this?
Number two?
Yeah, no,
we're not even into the top five.
This is the amuse-bouche before the meal that is the top five things, Darren.
Okay.
This is the story of Justin Corner, who took a nap in the back of a car in Newark.
Yeah, that's me in the corner.
That's me in the driveway. This guy decided to take a nap in the back of a car in Newark, and it turned into a surreal...
Is that ever a good idea? Boy, I don't know that you close both eyes in Newark, do you?
I would sleep with one eye open under the best circumstances.
Even if you didn't have cannibalism in your past.
The tired musician decided to take a nap in the back of a car there in Newark. It turned into a surreal nightmare after thieves jumped in the car and started to drive off. Justin Corner said he spent the night playing music with friends, went off to sleep in his car as the buddies continued to jam. He said he had to go to sleep because he had some early obligations. He turned on his...
What does that mean? A job?
You probably. Although unlikely.
Why don't you just say, I got to go to work in the morning. I've got early obligations.
I'm going to say a job is unlikely looking at this dude. So here's the thing. He's taking a nap in the back seat.
Yes, and
the car gets stolen. He assumes he's dreaming the whole thing.
Let's go with that.
You want to hear from from Justin here on his wild ride?
Late, so I went and crashed in my car. I had a weird dream that somebody sat on my head and that somebody jumped into the front seat of my car. And then I woke up in the back seat of my car. I get out, and then I started seeing all the treads inside this guy's lawn. There was a bush that was destroyed. And I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't a dream. So cops get there.
Do you frequently have dreams where I sit on your head? I say this with no judgment. I'm asking the question. That seems like a very weird dream to have.
Well, it's something of a subconscious hang-up I have.
They interview me. They give me a full field test. And then they ask me...
No field test!
That since there were so many holes in my...
Justin, what's...
I don't care if you're dreaming or not. No field... There's no field test even when you're asleep.
Not even in when your subconscious is working things out. Are any of you to submit to a field test?
No! I don't care if you're dreaming or not.
Now, it's weird. So this guy falls asleep in his car. The car gets stolen. He thinks the whole thing is a dream. Then the cops show up and they give him a field test?
Well, by the look, I mean, you need a field test.
This guy,
too.
I'm telling you right now, he looks
his
like
his early obligation does not include a job.
It looks like Joe Perry from Aerosmith had a baby with the stoner dog from the Banana Splits.
Or that's Richard Ashcroft.
Could be him too.
that there was no way for me to just be released and that I would have to be coming downtown for further interviewing. And that's when another gentleman, another police officer, came by with a neighbor who had some video surveillance footage, on what had actually happened. They began to describe that three men in a white Suburban jumped out. One jumped into the driver's seat, and the other jumped into the back seat. And sitting on my head.
I get a kick out of that part. This is the point where I would assume I'm talking to the press about dreaming about my car getting stolen. This is the point where I would assume this is probably part of the dream. Like, I'm still not
Am awake. I still dreaming? Is this real life?
Is any of this happening?
I got spooked that I was there, and then they ran off with the car in gear while it went. In my fatigue stupor, I jumped over into the driver's seat, made sure I made my correction.
My fatigued stupor.
In my fatigued stupor.
In my fatigued stupor. Downs.
For the vehicle. I then pulled a U-turn and went back to sleep. Like, it wasn't anything. Yeah, that's the only thing. If he didn't have any surveillance or any video evidence whatsoever, I would have been probably in a cell right now, not being able to do anything but go, why? What happened?
Am I dreaming? I'm in prison.
My gin-soaked desire led me that way.
I'll tell you this: you're going to have a lot of dreams in prison about a dude sitting on your head. I can promise you that.
It won't be just dreams.
All right, those are the appetizers. You ready for the main course?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Their bridal sale going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. If you find the perfect gift for every occasion, take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 in the morning with a purchase. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio. With that purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry.
Turtlehammer sent a picture to us on the text line, 470-23-NACHO, of a purchase he made at Mary's for Valentine's Day, which we just celebrated. Turtlehammer has his top five things. Can I share this with you?
Yeah.
He says, my top five things related to the show. One, my gift from Mary's was a big hit.
Good.
But I don't think it went over as well as Darren taking them a pizza. Two, possible fence update. Thoughts on the neighbors. Are you people trying to kill me?
Oh, no.
Are you people trying to kill me today? Oh. Is that the thing? Not today. Hey,
not today.
Why don't we send old high blood pressure into his grave today? Today's the day we do it.
Well, at least the sun's out.
Here's the last I can tell you. It says
the latest update on the
possible fence update. Thoughts on the neighbors? I haven't really had a chance to talk to the neighbors much. It's not their fault they hired this guy. It turns out is in Florida right now, enjoying his winter off. So I have to wait for him to come back from the winter vacation.
Well, maybe you'll see him down there. Do you have a time soon to be in Florida anytime soon?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
No, I am not.
Maybe by proxy you can get an answer.
There will be no Florida for me this year.
No.
Number three, Turtlehammer writes, I ordered a dog collar register on Amazon using the Nacho Radio link,
so
and I wanted to make sure that I did it right. I'm sure you did. Number four, having so much to do with Don't Stop Me Now's popularity, which one of you were more of a champion of the song originally? I'll take full credit for that.
You had never heard the song.
I made it a hit, though, didn't I?
Well, you didn't not make it a hit.
That thing is going to win Best Picture, and Freddie Mercury, did they sing Don't Stop Me Now in that movie, the Bohemian Rhapsody?
I can't say.
You can tell me if they sing Don't Stop Me Now.
It's the closing credits.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then number five, finally, it says, I think Dave's zings, puns, and other astute observations sometimes go unnoticed. Example, Animal Farm episode, your fine young cannibals drive me crazy line. Made me laugh out loud, but you got nothing from Darren. That's okay, Turtlehammer. I don't do it for Darren. I do it for you. And I'm the one in charge of the board here, so I tend not to give myself a lot of zing of the days, because frankly, it's a little showy.
You drive me crazy. Fine. Yeah.
Go back and listen to it. It was hilarious.
Hold on a second. Give me a little credit for the one bringing up the cannibals.
Mm. Listen, it's not about credit, but I should get more. Turtle Hammer's
I tell
right.
you what, Turtle Hammer, that's a darn five top five.
Is Don on the phone?
That's not a bad top five at all.
Yeah. You want to send us your own top five, so go ahead and do that. Maybe this is the thing.
Yes.
Send us your top fives. We'll read them here. Send them on the text line, 470-23-NACHO. Look what you started, Turtle Hammer.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Great job.
Should mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more, including their cheese sub. Well, that sounds like a darn fine idea. Choose any combination of provolone, white American, or Swiss cheese. Try their vegetarian sandwiches, including their veggie turkey, veggie cold turkey, veggie cheesesteak, and their veggie cheeseburger. It's available at Capriati Sandwich Shop. Make sure you like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Here's another text to the text line, 470-23-NACHO. This is from the 563. It says, good evening, gentlemen. I stopped in at Capriati's place you keep beating us listeners over the head about. I ordered a medium turkey, and when it came to pay, I mentioned Nacho Radio. And guess what? The cashier guy told me that despite ordering a medium, he was only going to charge me for the price of a small sub. It really worked.
No, yes,
I will be going back for more. And yes, fellas, the sandwich was magnificent.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
No,
yeah, we're not telling you about these specials setting you up for a prank. I know what. Let's get him.
Keep Alice. Pickles.
Regular Maury Amsterdam. Quite a few of you texted in to correct a mistake we made on our last show.
Uh-huh.
That was for everybody. Not the. I don't think it was the patron show. I think it was the last show we did for everybody.
Okay.
Quite a few of you chiming in on the text line. Again, 470-23.
What did I have wrong?
No, you and I both got it wrong. Apparently, the place to get the best gay blowjobs is the Sterling, Illinois Menards.
Oh, it's not.
Not in Clinton.
Oh,
we
apologize.
If you went up to Clinton to go get a gay blowjob, we apologize. Sterling is where you're supposed to go.
I guess Clinton maybe doesn't even have Menards. I don't know. Do they?
I don't know that either. Why wouldn't they? I'm sure they do. Why wouldn't
they? It was in Sterling. Apologies.
A lot more of you trying to jog my memory on the Jesse Ventura.
I remember it.
Yeah, 636 says, used to do Jesse Ventura, you drop your voice and say things like, bait of pigs, follow the money, Darren. Yeah, I kind of remember that now.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just all about wacko conspiracies.
Uh-huh,
I'm on
board.
That's
what it was. It was good.
I'll try and figure out a way to get that back. And then here's one from Jason, who listens to the show up in Dubuque. He sent us a picture for Valentine's Day. I guess he wears this shirt once a year. And it's the red Nacho Radio shirt from all those years
ago. Yeah, that's a good one.
Wears it to the office every Valentine's Day, because you're supposed to wear red, I guess, on Valentine's Day. Those are some of the texts. Are you ready to get into the top five things?
Sure, hit me.
Number one.
Well, now, isn't that interesting, Darren?
Darren, wait a minute.
How could a man be in a portable toilet when the season's not even started? That's not there. I'll get there. Number one on our
top
five things. I feel like, yeah.
You're close.
I feel like that was close, but I need to do some exercises. There is a new nail spa that's opened up.
A nail salon.
Nail salon, that's the word. And they're in trouble for the name of the spa.
What are they calling
themselves? Calling the salon Hand Jobs. Hand Jobs.
Now, is this in Sterling?
Gay Hand Jobs.
Gay Hand Jobs.
No.
Of Sterling.
Come on.
Of Sterling.
Sterling Gay Hand Jobs.
Uh-huh.
Great name for a business, the more I think about it. Yeah, they're causing a controversy because of this. I'll say it. It's a suggestive name.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's...
It looks, they spent a lot of money on the sign.
I don't know that they did. I mean, we're looking
they
at the sign.
They spent some money on the sign. But this is their LLC, huh?
Hand Jobs.
No one at LegalZoom said, wait a minute.
Now, there's a, not far from here, there's a massage parlor right up here. And
there is?
And there's a sign in the window that says, we do not offer happy endings. Please don't ask.
Are you
we're
kidding?
Calling the cops. I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah.
In this strip mall here?
Right over there.
You can go there, take a look. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Don't ask, because it's not happening.
It's printed in font that's so large, you don't even have to get out of your car.
To see that sign.
Yes, it just says, here at this salon, we do not offer happy endings. There's like a clip art with a cop holding a stop sign, and it says, we did not offer happy endings.
So don't ask.
So don't even ask. Dawn Moon.
Good to know.
Has been dreaming for a decade about opening up her own salon after getting licensed as a nail technician. So when she opened up her store there,
I had the name back then,
in Sandusky, yeah. Ohio.
It's, truth be told, it's the reason I went into this business to begin with, just so I could have the name.
She says, this is an idea I've had for 10 years.
Right.
It's a play on words, but really,
no, not really,
it's exactly what we do as nail techs, hands. She believes that the name of the salon is logical. But others are saying...
So she did have the name long before she became a tech.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to open up...
Because I don't think it takes 10 years to become a tech.
I shouldn't think.
I don't think so. Maybe a brain surgeon, but...
Mm-hmm. So now people are going to City Hall saying they need to change the name because we can't have a... We got, you know, this is Sandusky, Ohio. We can't have a sign that says hand jobs.
Sandusky.
Not Jerry Sandusky, Ohio. It's just regular Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh, that's good.
We can't.
That's good news.
Number two.
Especially for the kids there in Sandusky. Number two. Someone has won a giant jackpot, and they haven't claimed it yet. And
the time is running out?
Yeah, I've never understood this. I've never understood the story where people win the lottery and don't claim it, but this is particularly problematic because this is in South Carolina. It's a $1.5 billion jackpot.
Ooh.
The winner of the $1.537 billion lottery in South Carolina still hasn't come forward. That means the state of South Carolina is going to lose money too, because the winner would pay $61 million in state income taxes.
But don't they get to keep that $1.5 billion?
Yeah. The state? No.
No? Where are they going to... Who gets it then?
Good question.
Yeah.
With the prize unclaimed...
No, that's ours.
And this is the thing. They're really... In South Carolina, when you tell the people of South Carolina, hey, we got $61 million more to go in the budget, they start spending that money. Because no dummy's going to not pick up their $1.5 billion check.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah. They are now... being told that they need to remove the $61 million windfall from the state spending plan. This is more than 0.5% of the total budget for the state of South Carolina. Now, you have until mid-April to claim the prize. If you don't claim it, then the money gets returned to all 44 states that play the Mega Millions.
Okay.
So instead of getting $61 million, they would get...
their portion of 1/44th of a... Of
1.5
billion.
Billion dollars, yes. So you think these South Carolina people are just kind of, you know, still trying to figure things out? Or did somebody lose a $1.5 billion?
Or they decided, you know what? I thought I wanted to win that kind of money.
Right.
I can't deal with that kind of money. I just can't do it.
Honestly, I could see that.
I just can't do it.
I could see that because that kind of money,
yeah,
you're going to get kidnapped. There's a story in Mexico this week where. This woman owns an aluminum company, and they kidnap her. She goes to some house. This is in Mexico, all right, down in, I think, Veracruz. So this woman is in her 30s.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the neighbor's house to pick up a kid. The kid was playing at the neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
These guys jump out of the car. They kidnap her.
Hmm.
So then they call her husband.
She owns what?
An aluminum company.
Okay.
A Mexican aluminum company.
Okay.
So they call the husband. They say, we got her for ransom. Yeah. I think they wanted like the equivalent of like 400 grand or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, husband's like, no, yeah. I'm not paying the ransom. I'm a tough guy. So they cut her head off, threw her in a bag, and then dropped her off in the street in front of her house with a note that says, hey, everybody, husband wanted to be a real tough guy with us.
Foiled again.
Jeez.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice and for breakfast or any time? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We appreciate that you do that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Here's an idea that you might want to consider. Interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or any event? Email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com, and the Capriati's food truck will get back to you in short order. Capriati's, make sure that you mention Nacho Radio. When you're there getting a sandwich, you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
For real? This isn't an elaborate prank we've been doing?
It's all very real, and be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food.
I really like this idea of you guys. The text line is 470-236-2246 or 470-23-NACHO. I like the idea. Just send us your top five things.
Yes.
Top five things, any category.
These are my top five things of any thoughts.
Yeah.
Any thoughts.
Yeah. I like that. I like what you did there. That's good stuff, Turtle Hammer. You see we're getting pounded with more snow tonight in what they're calling. They're calling Winter Storm Petra.
How many? What?
Yeah, it's Winter Storm Petra. P-E-T-R-A.
Real playboy, that storm.
How
many inches did we get the other day?
They said it was like one or two, but I feel like it was closer to four.
There's no way. I shoveled four or five times, and it was a 1 or 2 inches each time.
That's what I said. They said it was like 1.9 inches. I said,
no.
I said, I shoveled 2.5. I shoveled 3 inches.
A couple times.
Thinking it was done. And then I had to go back out again.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. I think our neighborhood somehow got pounded a little bit harder than everybody else did.
1.9.
That's what the official
for
said.
For Bettendorf.
Yes.
Well, that's horse hockey.
He's down on the phone.
He's down on the phone.
I know.
Okay.
I'm as mad as anybody, Casey. Number three.
We got snow tonight, huh? 3 to 5 inches.
Three.
Winter Storm Petra. Number three, a Detroit family wants answers after they found their mother's casket in an alley. There was no body in the casket, just a dog skull.
Why would their mother's casket be?
Well, she was buried 19 years ago. Does that make any sense to you?
They found her casket?
Yes.
Doesn't it usually stay in the ground?
Usually. Look at that. Winter Storm Petra. That Petra's such a playboy. this happened on the west side of Detroit. A photo of a casket left in an alley
money.
Was posted on social media. Not long after the post was made, relatives, there was a name on the casket. They showed up and to find out what was inside and what else was nearby. So they thought, boy, that's fun. We think we found your mother's casket. She was buried 19 years ago. We think she's in an alleyway somewhere on the west side of Detroit.
How does that happen?
Detroit has these stories all the time with these funeral homes.
Do they not bury people very deep?
I don't know how it goes on over there, but Google Detroit funeral home and just see the myriad of nightmare stories. There was a story.
When is Jay Thunderfoot ever going to send us those pictures of the girl in the Larry t-shirts?
I can't imagine he's still alive.
No, I
there was a story a couple of weeks ago where they were finding remains of babies up in the rafters at funeral homes. Like they moved like the ceiling tile and there were babies up there. And the part of the story that was most distressing was this was like the second funeral home it had happened at. Good. Yeah, they don't know how to bury bodies in Detroit, Michigan.
They're just not interested in doing it.
No. There's a lot of things they do well there, but burying the dead's not one of them.
The Lions is not one of them.
A house was being renovated.
Sorry, Randazzo.
House was being renovated.
Your team sucks.
And because of that, caskets were stacked on top of each other. Mm. One was found in an alley with a woman's name on it. That woman is Dorothy Fegan. She was a mother of 7 children. She died in 2000, was buried on the east side of Detroit. A funeral home, Swanson Funeral Home, handled all the arrangements. Lawrence Fegan said, as soon as we found out about this, we came there. So your mother's casket with her name on it is all over social media, just hanging out in an alleyway. Police say they did not find Fegan's remains inside, but other remains were found, including dog bones. So this guy's question is, one, how did dog remains get in my mom's casket? Two, where's her body? Again, she was buried 19 years ago.
Get a load of this. Look at this little girl dancing with a corn dog.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, she's got like one bite. I mean, that'll make, that turns your day around a little bit.
I'm still plenty mad, but I'm glad you showed me that. Family not reaching out to the funeral home because they don't suspect anything sinister.
What?
I suspect everything sinister.
What?
This whole town is sinister.
How did the casket end up at some dude's house?
You guys aren't even making Motown records anymore. No. So you don't even have that to hang your hat on.
Really, what is Detroit known for other than just going out of business all the damn time?
Well, they got that big fist.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Five. Pretty boss.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five in the top five things.
They have their trouble with mayors from time to time.
Detroit does?
Don't they?
I don't remember it.
Did someone get arrested as mayor or something? I think they had a recent mayor that was not a good dude.
Lightsaber dueling is now officially a sport in France. This is in Beaumont-sur-Oise, France. They say that these lightsaber replicas, they are recognizing Star Wars lightsaber dueling because Fencing Federation is saying, yeah, no, this is a competitive sport. And they're hoping.
Does anyone use?
They're hoping to get this eventually. Lightsaber fights. They hope to get it eventually recognized by the Olympics.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do any of these guys use the Force when they're doing this? And if they do, how often do they lose? All the time. My guess is when you use the Force, it's not quite as clever as in the movie, is it? Huh?
The French Federation threw its support behind lightsaber dueling as a sport and is now equipping fencing clubs with lightsabers and training would-be lightsaber instructors. So this is something you can do there in France. Go learn how to do a lightsaber fight.
Use the Force.
See, even I think that's too much. Too much Star Wars.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
Why is Han Solo so small? Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. I'll show you the little girl dancing with the corn dog again.
It takes the sting off a little bit.
Exactly. But, yeah. The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed with their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards for any occasion because everybody loves Capriati's. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
We are back tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be back. I hope to be in a better mood. I'm just so angry.
What are you going to do to about that anger now?
Like, I'm so angry I can't drink. Like, I would like to have a beer, but I have a policy where I don't drink alcohol if I'm angry.
That's a bad policy.
Believe me, it's in place for reasons. It's just if I'm too emotional, if I'm sad or angry, I have a policy of not drinking.
I have exactly the opposite policy.
See, that's why this works. Uh-huh. That's why this partnership is entering year number, is it 15 years? 15 years in April, you and I have been partners?
I guess we'd be beginning 16.
But it'll be our 15th year.
15 years.
You're always into beginning the next year. How about recognizing what we've accomplished?
When we get to April 1, it'll be 15 years.
You say that, yes. You don't think it's possible.
No, I plan on it.
Okay. But don't let me down. I feel like the show's just starting to hit its stride. I feel like we're doing a pretty good job.
We're taking it all in stride.
Thank you.
To the black man.
Until we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Dabbing board, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.